We've been hearing from Americans each week about how this pandemic has affected their lives, their work, their families, and dreams. Today, the story of Ed Conley, a website developer in Alexandria, Virginia, who's also a member of the Burning Man community. Every summer, he and 67,000 other people trek into Nevada's Black Rock Desert, build a temporary city, have a great time, and a week later, burn it all down. There is no Burning Man this year, but Ed Conley has found a way to keep the flame of Burning Man alive. He's hosting weekly game shows on Zoom.
The secrets to being a good game show host are that you need to have a good sense of humor, you need to be able to roll with whatever happens, making sure that contestants are getting their answers out fast enough and the game is moving along.
The next item up for bid on the Burner Price is Right is 20 pounds of glitter! 20 pounds of glitter!
The idea to use Zoom to play game shows came to him during one of the first times he ever used the platform, during his first week staying at home.
Where I was just kind of looking at people, and I was like, you know, if you could, like, lock 9 of them in a square, in a grid, you could play Hollywood Squares on Zoom. So I reached out to friends in the local Burning Man community, and then we kind of put the first show together. So I had different friends be the squares, and then I got 2 other friends to be the contestants, and we did the show, and people really seemed to enjoy it. I think before it was even over, I was like, we're going to do Match Game next.
Mr. and Mrs. Morton loved watching Tiger King so much that they named their newest son Blank. Alex.
Well, from what I understand, they're both Star Trek fans, so we named them Shere Khan. It's Tigers and Space. Right?
Each game show does have its own logistics, and I probably spend more time on them than I should. I usually build like a Photoshop to share during the game. I did that for Hollywood Squares, Price is Right, and Wheel of Fortune, and Family Feud. Other games just take a long time coming up with the questions.
Everyone in this band has the same last name, but none of them are related.
I can name it in 6 notes.
I can name that tune in 3 notes.
This week we played Name That Tune. So I had to go and find like karaoke versions that were close to what the original song sounds like.
All right. Name this song in 3 notes. Here are your 3 notes.
Oh, man.
I want to be sedated
that
by the Ramones.
Correct. I want to be sedated.
I will be honest, I get nervous before each game because I want my friends to enjoy it. I want it to have a certain level of good quality. I want to make it fun.
Let me turn on the randomized computer selector. Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, 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 beep.
Go ahead.
I started this just to have something to do with my friends, and it's really become more of a show for the people who are watching, probably usually around like 70 or so people. The more people like it, the more you want to keep doing it and giving them something to look forward to. And it gives me something to look forward to, and that's how it's helping me get through quarantine.
Ed Conley, he's been hosting game shows for his socially distant friends on Zoom from his home in Alexandria, Virginia.